I am very glad to be here in this parish once again, and I wish you, everyone, a very blessed New Year. Today is the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And one thing we notice right away is the example this Holy Family gives us. In fact, it gives an example for every member of the family. For the children, we have the example of the child Jesus, our Lord. He being God of God, light of light, as the Gospel says, he was subject to them. We see how the life of our Lord in his infancy is a life of work. He helped indeed Saint Joseph in his carpenter's workshop every day. He helped Our Lady with the household in the everyday duties, the simple duties of the mother. So we see how important it is, obedience in the life of our Lord. He was always perfectly obedient, first to Saint Joseph and also to Our Lady, and even more, he was always seeking the way in which to please her. From there, you children should learn an important lesson, and is that our Lord wants you to obey your father and your mother just like he did with Saint Joseph and Mary. And this he wants you to do always and in all things and without any complaining and cheerfully. Our Lord wants you to respect your parents, and if you do this, he and Our Lady will be very happy with you. But if, on the other hand, you answer back to them or disobey their orders, you will displease Our Lord and his mother very, very much. Now, let me give you an example I read a few days ago in the life of the Holy Cure of Ars, which really struck me. And this is not only for children, but also for the parents, so that everybody can see how much God hates the disrespect and pride in children. As you know, the Holy Cure of Ars was a parish priest in the 19th century, France. Now, he was already working after many years in that parish, and he was performing many miracles, and so persons from all over France were coming to him and begging for different miracles, especially bodily cures. And he actually did them cheerfully, many miracles. And now in the year 1855, a little girl whose name was Farnier came to visit him to beg him for a miracle. She had a paralyzed leg, and which was 4 inches shorter than the other. She was very sorrowed about this, and she hoped that the saint would hear her. So coming, she asked for the miracle, and the saint says these words: "My child, you disobey your mother far too often and answer her back in a disrespectful manner. If you wish the good God to cure you, you must correct that ugly defect. Oh, what a task lies before you. You will indeed get well, but by degrees, according as you try to correct that defect." The girl felt sorry, and she returned home. And from the very first day, she tried to be more obedient to her mother and to respect her. And then, indeed, as the saint had foretold, her crippled leg gradually grew longer, and only after a few years, she became completely cured. So there you see an example of how much God loves humility and respects in the young children for their mothers. The Holy Family gives also an example for the wives. We have the example of Mary, Our Lady. She obeyed Saint Joseph humbly. And it is important to notice that even though she was the Mother of God, which means her dignity was immense, the highest of all creatures, nevertheless, even though she was much higher than Saint Joseph in grace, because he was the man and as such he was set by God as the head of the family, she was always very humble and obedient to him in all things. She knew very well how God hates pride and he gives his grace to the humble. So I propose Our Lady for the wives as a model of humility and of modesty. We have also the example for the husbands in Saint Joseph. You, like Saint Joseph, have the responsibility over your household. So therefore, like him, you have to be diligent in your work, but always remembering to put your trust in Providence and expecting all good, even the material and the economical, from God alone. Today we live in difficult days, so a father has to make sure the children learn very well the Catholic doctrine, that they do their studies with diligence and obey their teachers, that humility and modesty be kept, especially in the way of dressing and in the manners and behavior of the children. Your home has to be a home of Christian virtue. That means you will have to correct all sorts of pride, irreverence, rebelliousness, and all forms of impiety and vice. And today we see a very sad disorder, a special disorder of these days, which is that children tend to be bossy. They tend to give orders to their parents. And that's very disordered and does not please God at all. So is the duty of the father, is his duty before God, to correct this fault from the beginning and make them humble. You don't have to have any scruples about it because your authority comes from God and they must obey you. Otherwise, they put in risk their salvation because salvation depends on humility. Finally, you have to care very much for your wife and love your children very much. So if children are obedient after the example of Jesus, if wives are humble and modest in imitation of Mary, and if husbands are diligent and caring for the whole family like Saint Joseph, then there is a hope that all the family members may avoid the everlasting fires of hell, and after death, join Jesus, Mary, and Joseph forever in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.